40 degrees in Detroit. Oh, God. It was the longest day for me yesterday ever. I mean, honestly, the longest day ever.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, my God. I must have got home from work and 2, 4, 6, 8, watched 8 episodes of Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, binged like you've never binged before.
Oh, no. I thought that you were actually legit busy.
No.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good.
I'm obsessed with this show, Allison.
No, I get it. Like, I am the same way. And I feel like when I'm binging and I get through, like, when I finish a season and I start, I get the same satisfaction as I do when I finish my to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, when I have a list of actual important things to do and I'm checking them all off, I get that same feeling when I finish a season and I'm on to the next.
Isn't it funny, though, how if somebody said to me, Jay, they're doing a Karate Kid sequel movie and it's 6 hours long, you joke and say, I would never commit to that.
Right.
Yet you'll watch 6 hours of a show because at the end of the 25 minutes, you're like, oh, I got one more. One more.
Well, I always think the same with a workout. Like, why can I watch, you know, 18 hours of TV in one day, but I can't commit 30 minutes to a workout tape? It's crazy. Wow.
Workouts work.
Yeah. I know, but it's 30 minutes of your day.
Workouts work, though. Yeah. On the show today, Billboard has released what they say are the top 100 artists of the 2010s. And the order of the, like, for instance, Lady Gaga's not in the top 10. It's interesting.
Oh, so, that is weird.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. Also, this morning, There's something out about what like a summer bucket list is for people, especially since after last year. And it's funny that things that are on the summer bucket list literally, and this is not a tourism commercial, but are everything we could do in our state. So although they've asked people everywhere, what would you like to do? You might as well just come here. I wonder if tourism will be up in our state.
Mm. We do have all the lakes.
That's true. And by the way, I watched a great documentary on how the lakes formed.
Really?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Riveting.
We've got to get a tour of the salt mines. How are we never been? I want to go down there. The salt mines in Michigan are unbelievable. There's salt, Allison, Chelsea, underneath the city of Detroit. All, I mean, I know everybody knows this, and I knew this, but
I didn't know this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh, I feel really dumb.
Hundreds of miles of it.
So we have all the lakes and all the salt.
And then why is there always a salt shortage in the winter? We should be well prepared for
this.
Shouldn't
be. We just got a tunnel through Livonia. We'll find it. All that plus
through Livonia
plus two shots win $1,000. 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Matt Damon was asked about the rumors of a Ben Affleck Jennifer Lopez reunion. He did act like he didn't know anything about it, but also had this to say.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
All right. All right. Let him off the hook.
That's true. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Now, I have been hearing that this could possibly be a PR stunt, that she wants to get her image back and, you know, she's a hot woman who can get a man. And I'm like, I don't think that anyone thinks that you can't get a guy.
No, you can get a guy. You can get any guy you want. You can't keep them. And by the way, Matt Damon, don't put yourself on my list. Yeah. You don't want to end up there.
You know what that
would be great for both of them. Shut it.
That's guilt by association.
Yeah, it is.
By association.
Mm-hmm. Well, A-Rod was asked what he had to say about Jennifer and Ben, and this was his response.
All right.
What do you think about the news about Jennifer and Ben?
Did you know they were in Montana together?
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees, he said.
He said, go Yankees. So it's not
good. Go Yankees.
It's not clear if that was shade, but he was a Yankee, and Ben is a Red Sox fan. Martin Lawrence is teaming up with the Detroit Pistons for a limited edition Martin clothing line. So it's going to be including jerseys, hats, shorts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and more. It is dropping on Friday exclusively on Pistons313shop.com and will feature a famed Martin intro text along with hilarious quotes, callbacks to the show, mashed up with a Pistons hoops aesthetic.
I love Martin Lawrence, and I loved Martin.
Yeah.
So, no shade at all, because I love the show and him. but is he going to have to remind everybody about that show from 27 years ago?
Well, and is it wasn't the front of the building for Martin? Wasn't that shot in Detroit?
He was here. It's a great show. It's so funny.
I forgot. You're right. I just don't remember it. I remember the show. I don't remember the premise.
Mm-hmm. Betty White's rep says that she's kept herself busy during the pandemic by reading, watching TV, doing crossword puzzles. She's been a little lonely. She typically has an animal in the house, and she doesn't right now. But she does get regular visits from some ducks that live on the property.
Can we have a masked Betty White friend? I mean...
Right.
I know she's played cards and stuff. I mean, that's terrible.
TV Tonight, The Masked Singer and Game of Talents.
Maybe she can go to Montana with Ben Affleck.
Everyone else is. Coming up, Billboard's top 100 of the 2010s. It's so weird to say. We always are like, oh, these are the biggest songs of the 80s. The biggest songs of the 2010s. So who does Billboard say is number one? We'll find out coming up. It is Wednesday, halfway through the week. Billboard has released the top 100 artists of the 2010s. So some of the artists that didn't make it into the top 10, I was surprised. And then I thought, all right, well, I get it. They were bigger from 2000 through 2009. That's why they didn't make it. Like, believe it or not, I think Lady...
So 2010 to 2021?
Yes.
That's
how I see it.
The group. 10 to 12. Okay, the last 11 years.
Yes. Like, okay. Lady Gaga didn't make it, but think about it. Lady Gaga had most of her big hits, like what, 07, 08, 09, that time maybe? You know?
Yeah.
Paparazzi was like, what, 09?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Imagine Dragons, The Weeknd, believe it or not, did not make it into the top 10.
No, I'm not surprised by that. Well, wait a minute. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, because I'm surprised by
hits,
that.
But all of his hits were 2010 plus, but weren't enough to beat these other artists. So, like, Pink didn't make it in the top 10.
That's kind of crazy.
Right.
I'm sure I'm alone in this, but I have yet to ever have any of my toes curled by a Weeknd song.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, he seems like a...
phrase.
I know, it's a dumb phrase. He's a nice guy and he's very talented. I'm just saying I've yet to hear a song by the Weeknd where I go, yes, crank it.
Well, think about 2010 and beyond, and we'll go through the top 10. At number 10, Mr. Olive Garden himself. Post Malone.
Now, see, when I hear that, I'm like, well, why not The Weeknd or Pink then? Was this that big of a hit?
Well, I mean, I just picked, you know, listen, I picked whatever song to match the
album. I didn't know he had another one.
His album, that song was on, yeah. Was huge.
Huge album.
I clearly don't get out much.
No, but you do know music.
It's really not about them. I guess I don't really know what's going on anymore.
Well, what if I told you the number 9, you'd know.
I love this song.
Me too.
We were playing it yesterday. I was in the car and we were playing it and I had it as loud as... I ripped the knob off.
Look at you. Turn it up and rip the knob off.
That's right.
Oh, such a cool thing in the early 90s. At number 8... Yeah, because 2010, I mean, she had Leaving Las Vegas or whatever that song, Waking Up in Vegas. But Katy Perry really, by 2010, it was this, Firework, all those.
Teenage Dream.
Yeah,
they came after.
Yep.
See, it's weird. I would have to do a side-by-side comparison because when you just think about what you think you know, it seems like Lady Gaga or Pink would have had as much going on as her in that same time frame.
Yeah, they made it into the top 20, just not the top 10.
Yeah, okay.
This is the top 10. I mean, there's 100 of them, and who's at, Paul McCartney's at number 100. Five Seconds of Summer is at 99. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson is at 59, but I bet that was much different in the 2000s.
Right.
Here's number 7. What do you mean? Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah.
And is that just from, like, the last year?
No.
Is that what propelled him?
This is 2015.
How dare you? He has been around for a long time. What is he? Like, what, 10 years?
Well, there was a period of...
For eons!
Wasn't there a period of time that, I mean...
Yes, that he was in trouble and that he was bad and people kind of...
Wasn't there a period of time when he was a child and just didn't do music? What was that, the 2000s? Too. Yeah. At number six, baby, Blown Off by Allison, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. No one will know who Ed Sheeran is in 10 years. I'm going to the bathroom.
You know what's funny about your story with Ed Sheeran? Mm-hmm. The same thing. He must have been making rounds that day because he did come by the iHeart building, and it was the same thing. Except I ran into Ed Sheeran in the lobby with my bag walking out, and he said, do you want a picture with Ed Sheeran?
I'm no. Like,
oh, sure.
Oh, you did.
Hi, buddy.
See, my favorite has always been when a big artist comes here, and obviously it's been a while with everything going on, but I never know, but literally every single person in the building, promotion, sales, receptionist who works at the front desk, everybody knows and everybody's lined up to meet them.
Right.
And then I see pictures online and I'm like, wait a second, was there a mass email that went out? Because I don't really understand how, like, I didn't realize that Big Sean was coming to the station.
Oh, Big Sean.
Wait a minute, do we know why the engineering team from iHeart Traverse City is in the building today? Oh, Big Sean's here. I didn't know. There wasn't even
people
an email.
From Toledo are here? That's so weird.
Why is iHeart Orlando in the building today? Oh, is Katy Perry stopping by? How about number five?
Never mind.
Absolutely defines the 2010s. 2010s, Allison.
See, this is why I'm confused. Like, this is also an indication of how fast time goes by. Because if some of these other huge pop stars didn't really make that big of a dent, I feel like Adele hasn't, and this is what I was trying to say about Justin Bieber, I feel like Adele hasn't done anything in a really long time.
But from 2000...
When's the last time you said, here's the brand new song from Adele?
But you remember, it's all front-loaded. 2010.
I know, it's front-loaded. It's front-loaded.
It's
you're front-loaded. Right.
Remember that? What, that Summer Like You was number one for what, a year?
Right.
Or Rolling in the Deep? I didn't even
Was that after 2010?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. No, Allison, it wasn't. We're just playing it.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh, where are we at? All right, let me see.
Man.
At number four. Now, Rihanna had great success in the 2000s.
I get it now. I can play. I remember. That's right. It's not 2019 to 2021.
Right. At number three, I catch a grenade. Bruno Mars. At number two.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Did she have to redo this one, Chels, too? Did she have to re-sing this song?
I would imagine.
Did this fall
Wasn't
under
it
the,
like six I, albums yeah, that I she has to redo?
I don't remember. And then number one, believe it or not, ready? The number one artist for the 2010s.
Okay.
Is Drake.
That's
surprising, right?
That's the thing about Drake. He's silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly.
He was there all along. And you just didn't know it.
And I think of him as mid 2010s and beyond,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Now she's questioning all of her dates.
I know. Gotta get my calendar out.
Allison goes, did Aqua make it? No, Aqua Barbie Girl did not make it. That was 90s.
What about Smash Mouth?
Oh God, no.
No.
All right. A couple headlines here from Fox Studios. Listen, there are some rough stories today that are just, they're rough. I don't know how to even get into them. You know, we'll link you over to foxtodetroit.com if you need to see some of that stuff. But some of the things that are, I don't know, not violence related. Early research shows Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines are effective against the new strain of COVID-19 that's spreading through India. Researchers took blood samples from people who received both vaccines, exposed them to the new variant, and results showed all samples from vaccinated individuals successfully blocked the virus.
Isn't that really great news?
That's great news.
We finally got some relief for this thing with the vaccine, you know, and it'll be great when they can figure out, you know, an actual cure, if they can. Who knows? I mean, there's not one for the flu, but then as soon as we finally get some peace of mind that we're going to be able to do something about COVID and keep ourselves safe,
yeah,
then these variants show up and you're like, you gotta be kidding me. So to find out that those vaccines are actually protecting us from that too, I know that I felt a lot better. And India is just getting
God, it's unbelievable, because mm-hmm. they, you know, if you were to tell us that story a year ago, you'd understand. But now, right, a year later, you're going, how could that be? Olga's here, hanging up the help wanted sign. There are 300 full-time and part-time positions available across Olga's 25 locations across the state. Those who are hired will get a $200 signing bonus along with other benefits.
Wow.
Open interviews will take place at every location from 2:30 to 4:30 today through Monday, May 31st. If you want to apply, you could also text Olga to 25,000 or visit Olga's.com.
Can I have half of my salary in the Swiss almond cheese dip?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Just pay me in that.
I wonder if you can negotiate. I'll take the bonus and I'll take some snackers.
I get so frustrated, though, that they only give you a little dollop of that.
It's crazy.
Like, what? That's one Olga snacker.
Yeah. I mean, you get this big basket of the snacker chips.
Right.
And then you get this tiny thing of the best thing ever created.
Oh, God. I don't know what we
want to work there.
We did this a couple weeks ago. What in the heck did we? Oh, I know what it was. We talked about Arby's on our show.
Oh.
Wasn't even part of anything. We just talked about Arby's.
Yeah.
And that was the day.
And how you have to get like seven things when you go there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I stopped at the radio station, and then I like to get on the freeway. You can sometimes go out of your way and pass an Arby's. Mm. And man, I
go out of your way.
Yeah. Trust me, the entrance ramp comes before Arby's.
It does. Oh my gosh, Arby's is right past it, and it's also super inconvenient to make a left out of there. So you were really committed to that.
So many people getting on the freeway. I wonder if I should just go down a circle and come back. Oh, Arby's. Oh, the line is 5 hours at Arby's in Farmington Hills? That's all right. It's a good time for me to check emails while I sit here.
Oh.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Time for Feeling Good in the D. It is brought to you by La Fontaine. Two things. First, our final winner here for Nurses Week and Feeling Good in the D is Al Frange. It's F-R-A-N-J-E? Frange?
I don't know how to say it.
Well, you're an artist, Frange Jolie. She sang the song Come to Me.
Al Frange.
Yes. ICU nurse. Congratulations and thank you for being a part of our celebration of Nurses Week.
I love his picture.
Yeah, it's great. Make sure we leave a little comment for that. I'll do it too. I
want working to find in him. The ICU.
One other story here that is unrelated to Nurses Week, but it's another feeling good, sad start. Happy ending, finish here. A blind dog in Canada fell into a 100-foot-tall mountain of snow that had been cleared off the roads by plows, and it sunk down about 20 feet. Firefighters brought an excavator in and rescued that blind dog.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Happy that they knew.
Right.
That is a feel-good story, though. I mean, I love, they are hard in the beginning. You see these videos on social media all the time of the ducks fell down the drain or someone's stuck in a pipe, you know. But they always, these people that go the extra mile. What was it, yesterday or the day before? The cat on the power line?
Or the guy talked to, well,
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, and they got him.
Yeah, they got him. Mm-hmm. Commentated on the way. A new road trip survey found the average person can spend only 3 hours and 46 minutes in their car with their family before their brain begins to go haywire. With friends, it's a little longer. With your friends, you can do 4 hours and 23 minutes. But 3 hours, Alan Longstreet, and 46 minutes in the car with your family will drive you insane.
Try like 3 minutes for us out of 3 hours. That's wild. No, it is. I mean, maybe 10 minutes. We're good in the car.
Yeah. Well, what about when you go see your family on the other side of the state?
Yeah, when we're prepared, sure. And we've got things for the kids to do. And plus, when we do on the road trip, when we do a long road trip, that's when we sanction the iPad. Then we say, okay, big kid, you can use the iPad. Because we know it's going to be miserable otherwise. But, you know, for a 30-minute drive, we're not bringing that thing out. Thus, there are, you know, fights between the kids. The problem is they can reach each other in their seats and take each other's things. And then we, you know.
Yeah, when we were kids who went on car trips, there were no car seats unless you were, like, a baby. Sure. Well, even that.
Right.
So, yeah. But it's funny to think of kids in car seats, like, whacking.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, they're doing it.
Whacking over this way. So let's talk a little bit about weather. So we had that frost advisory, I think, last night, but that's it now, right? It warms up going forward?
Yeah, it's 660 today. Yeah, yay! We'll get there. I think we get some pretty good sunshine, too. And we'll keep a rain-free forecast for a while, and then 70 for the weekend.
Oh, that sounds
good. So we're good.
And not
thank
stupid.
You.
No, it's not going to be muggy either. Maybe muggier next week, but that's a ways away.
Beautiful.
What we're going to do right here is go back into time.
It is time for Back in the Day. Take me back. It is brought to you today by DavidHallMortgage.com. Here we go. 61 years ago in 1960, Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley appeared on TV together in a special. Sinatra performed Love Me Tender. Elvis performed Witchcraft.
Oh, wow.
How exciting to hear those. I don't know if I knew that to be a thing.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I knew that.
Today in 1982, the television show The Incredible Hulk last aired. A show to this day, I still watch.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have.
You know what the great thing about The Incredible Hulk was in the 70s, that TV show?
Mm.
There was no animation. There was no, what do you call it? Like, what's that? CGI? Yeah, there was none of that. It wasn't like the Hulk was computer generated. I mean, it was just like he turned into the Hulk and it was Lou Ferrigno. And he turned back into David Banner and it was Bill Bixby. It's right. Courtship of Eddie's Father. Isn't that the show he was on?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You got it.
I like it. That's a good.
How are you still watching? You have the point channels?
No, I have it on Blu-ray, Allison.
Oh.
You too.
I have my box sets. I also buy things on Amazon a lot.
Mm.
I own it forever, as long as Amazon stays in business. Also, today in 2017, Harry Styles released his debut album. Hated Harry. I hate how you're friends with Stevie Nicks and she adores you.
That really listen to that this does bother voice. You, right?
Yeah, it does bother me. I just, you know.
I'm bothered for you.
Is there anything I could offer Stevie Nicks that wants her to be my friend?
Can't anything be just yours? Why does Harry have to horn in on everything you care about?
Sorry, I can't have a jam session with you, Stevie. I guess I don't play anything.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Remember that video that went viral of Tom Cruise screaming at the crew?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 7?
Yes.
He is now speaking out about that and says that he does not regret doing that because there were crew members who were violating COVID protocols. He said, I said what I said. There was a lot at stake at that point, but it wasn't my entire crew. It was just selected people.
Okay.
And he said that that never happened again. They never had to shut down that movie again after that talk.
And I think when we played that audio, we kind of were like, he's not necessarily wrong.
That's right.
Like they're finally filming something after like 10 months of being off.
Right. There's just so many stories that are around Tom Cruise and his career that, of course, you know, that one sticks out because, like, oh, Tom Cruise.
I'm not sure if you guys are going to like this. Demi Lovato is going to try to prove that aliens exist in a new Peacock series. So it's called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. She's going to be consulting with experts, talk to eyewitnesses, uncover secret government reports, and conduct tests at known UFO hotspots.
I like it because I do believe that there's probably aliens. I'm questioning Demi Lovato as the researcher.
Seems like a different lane for her.
So, like, there's aliens and stuff. let's talk about it. I don't see it, but okay.
She is very into aliens. Yes. Smash Mouth is poking fun at Travis Barker for being a member of the Kardashian ecosystem now. Now that he's dating Kourtney, they said later that, you know, they don't have beef with him. They just think it's really funny that he's now a member of the Kardashians.
It's like, kind of funny.
What are the chances? And finally, Taylor Swift brought a message of positivity to the Brit Awards while accepting her Icon Award.
All right, here's Taylor Swift.
I need you to hear me when I say that there is no career path that comes free of negativity. If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising.
She also told young people that they can't let cynicism and skepticism crush them. They have the right to prove people wrong.
Powerful words. It's good.
I just heard the word turbulence and got real nervous because I don't like that word.
Oh my gosh.
For flying reasons, of course.
TV Tonight, The Masked Singer and Game of Talents.
Thank you, Chelsea. What's Google's most asked question? Remember the old Ask Jeeves back in the day?
Now, Ask Jeeves. Remember Ask Jeeves?
It was like your first Google search.
It was the first one.
It was great. But what are people really asking Google the most? We'll tell you coming up. Another shot to win $1,000 in Allison's Bubble is on the way next. Allison, what's in the bubble today?
I say to you, Francis Wharton, you could have just grown potatoes, but no. Francis Wharton, a famous Canadian hunter, shot a deer in the late 1960s, but didn't have any teeth. How are you going to eat that deer? So he made dentures out of the deer's own teeth.
Ew.
And used those to eat the deer.
Oh my God, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know, random weird story you didn't need, but there you go. You got it anyway.
He George used Washington the deer's and his weird wooden teeth. Yeah. He was the president. This guy eating the deer with the deer's teeth.
With the deer's own teeth. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Pouring salt on that wound.
Thank God he didn't hunt beaver.
Well, can you imagine those teeth?
Yeah, right. And that's what I'm saying. He's also gnawing some wood. All right. You need answers in life. And like many of us, you go to Google. So it is interesting to see what people ask Google the most. And some are really, like, you wouldn't think, like, especially the number one that you ask Google surprised me.
I want to tell you really quick before you read the list. Yeah, yeah. Remember how we did crazy lines last week and I told you the thing that makes me crazy is every Saturday I ask Google what the military time for 2 p.m. is. And I've done it. I mean, I know it, but I still do it.
Right.
So every week when I get to work, before I even get a chance to ask Google, it just tells me now. It says, normally at this time, you want to know what the military time for 2 p.m. is. Here it is.
It's creepy.
It just knows me now, and it gives me that information.
The technology is learning about us, which is so, I know we've talked about it before, but like just the fact that like when I get out of the shower and I'm doing my hair and putting my tie on and I just pick up my phone, it's like, it's going to take you 22 minutes to get to work as an alert.
Yeah.
I never told my phone what time I leave for work. It just knows.
It's looking out for you. Yeah.
Or if you have a meeting coming up, it's like, you better leave the house now because it's going to take you 20 minutes to get there. Like, what?
You're not the boss of me, my phone.
There's also something else on our, that's, I don't know how it does it, but Microsoft has this thing called Cortana. Are you guys getting those emails?
Yes. What is it?
So this Cortana sends you emails. I've never signed up for it. I don't know
what
it is.
Right.
But I get thousands of emails between TV, radio, Facebook, all that. Yet it somehow knows to tell me, like the only alert it gave me today was that Tony, our boss, sent an email for something he needs from me. Mm. Out of all the emails, it knows that one is important and reminds me. Like, how does it do that?
That is so funny that you say that because I thought that it was like some horoscope reading that I accidentally signed up for.
No.
That was called Cortana or whatever.
Who are you, Cortana?
You're the opposite. Do you know Bixby?
I was just going to say you're the opposite of Bixby. Who gets it wrong all the time? God. I haven't even set up Alan Longstreet's camera from the sand because that Bixby gets in the way. Anyway, here are the things we're asking Google most. Number five, how many ounces are in a cup?
Okay, that's...
How many ounces are in a cup?
I don't know. Is it eight?
Yeah.
Eight fluid ounces. Number four, where am I? Who's typing in where am I in Google? And why?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's got to be like, because Allison, you ask Google on your phone a lot. If you were lost, you might do that. And like, I don't know. Well, why don't you ask it? Ask it where you are.
Okay, Google. Where am I?
Your current location is 49.
Oh, that's my address.
How about that?
It was about to give me my address.
But it's giving her her home address. Yeah, she's not there.
I know. It didn't tell me where I was.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to know where I am based on what this thing says. Hang on. Where am I? It has me GPS'd right at Fox 2.
Really?
Yeah, has me right there. Interesting.
Weird.
Interesting. All right. Number three. Oh, gross. Number three is people are asking Google how to kiss.
Ooh. Ew. That's strange.
Because I don't think of young, I would think that's something a young person would write, but is a young person using Google? I guess. I don't know.
I mean, why wouldn't they be using Google just like everybody else?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But it seems like you'd kind of maybe get the concept from like everything that's on TV and in movies nowadays.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, that...
it's by experience.
Look at Scott Disick's Instagram.
Sure. That has to be mostly made up, though, of young teens.
It's got
to
be. Well, yeah, I don't think there's a...
I would hope so.
There's a 51-year-old asking. Maybe they are.
That's unfortunate.
I just typed in Google how to kiss, and there is a tutorial of a couple teaching you how to kiss. Ew! So gross!
You know what I love? When I ask Google things and they understand what I mean. Like, I literally just asked Google this last week, but I was like, I couldn't remember the name of the actress that plays this person on a show I watch, right? Yeah. So I just said to Google, what's the name of that jerky lady on NCIS Los Angeles?
And it finds it, right?
And it said, and it was Nia Long, and she's a jerk, and it knew who I meant. I think it was Nia Long, but they got a new boss, and I hate her so much. And I was like, what's her name?
Number two, how to tie a tie. I get that. How do you tie a tie?
Yeah, and I don't know about everybody else who doesn't do it regularly, but we forget every time. I mean, Warren has to wear a tie like every 7 years.
Yeah.
And so we just keep it in that knot because, and just the lady across the hall moved away and she was the one who did it before.
I wanted one of those big gigantic knots on, and the tie once, and Charlie LaDuff did it for me. He like tied it for me, and I was using that like every 7 days. I'm like, put it back, and then finally it fell apart. Last one. What time is it? Is the number one thing you ask?
That's annoying. Look at your phone.
I don't know. I've been in the shower and wanted to know if I'm late before, and I go, Alexa, what time is it?
Yeah.
And it, you know, I was like, okay, I still got time. Welcome. Sounds like we're outside, right? Or not. Sound effect. But I play this because I'm curious to know. We, you know, on our show, we do things like crazy lines, where we tell you something about ourselves that are a little crazy. Or we'll do a cross-exam, where we ask each other questions that maybe things we don't know. So this might fall into line here, but I was interested when they asked, hey, what's on your bucket list of what you want to do this summer? I felt like most of these things you could actually do in our state. But I'm wondering, is there anything on the summer bucket list that we have not done? And I feel like most of these have, well, there's a couple I haven't. At number nine is sunbathing. Of course, we've all done that at some point. But I don't know how you make that a bucket list item.
Well, I took it to mean that something that people couldn't do last year.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe, I mean, summertime last year, you felt like you couldn't even be outside, or I did.
Like, what about mountain climbing at number eight? Like, I have no desire to do that.
I like going for, like, hikes. I don't think I need to be mountain climbing, though.
Like, Dina Senafani from Fox 2 a couple years ago, I was like, what's going on? Anything after? She goes, oh, my husband is hiking the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
He was hiking. That sounds like a lot of work.
You just call it the Appalachians.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not that.
Is it a tomato-tomato thing?
No, it's not.
You go both ways.
Listen, Chelsea, we have about 9 years of Hollywoods we can play back for you if you'd like. At number seven.
Is it Tawny Kitten?
That was a close one. Listen, you could take that last name multiple ways.
Yeah. Number seven is fishing. I think we've all probably fished before.
I was obsessed when we would come here from Chicago to our house in Michigan, and I would go to the marina and I would pull up minnows in the net.
Yeah, that was always fun.
And then I'd go put them in our bathtub in the cottage. And then my mom would say, why are there fish in our bathtub? I was like, I don't know. Do I keep them now? I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh.
And you wonder why she made you just get on random buses.
You know?
I wonder why.
It all makes sense now.
Skydiving. We know you can do that in Michigan, but I have no desire to do that.
Weren't you going to jump out of a plane?
Yeah, Chelsea, weren't you going to do that with our Tom Cruise lookalike friend? Or no, that was you going to be in a jet. That was something different.
Yeah, I've had a lot of plans to do different things.
Are you supposed to go on a helicopter soon?
I am. I need to plan that. And Paul's been all over me about that.
Is Chelsea up in the chopper yet? Not yet, Paul. Hiking is at 5. Yeah, I went hiking as a kid a couple times.
Who are these people? Why do you want to be so active during your summer?
Hiking is enjoyable, especially when you go to a new location and the scenery is really pretty. But it is, I mean, you are active.
Is there any riding on a trolley on this list?
It's because we go to San Francisco.
Can I do that?
I'll jump on the trolley while you guys walk up this hill. I remember my best friend John in L.A. is like, I know you want to go to the Batcave. It's this Runyon, whatever that.
Oh, Runyon Canyon.
Runyon Canyon. We have to hike up there.
Like, Canyon.
Do you mean walking up that really big hill to get there? And people would do this for enjoyment every day? Because I'll do it for the Batcave. But if once we're beyond the Batcave, I don't want to do this anymore.
Can I get a ride down?
Yeah. Is there a bat moped I can jump on? Surfing at number 4. Wakeboarding at 3. Water skiing you could do here, I think, just fine. In
Michigan. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, water skiing's fun.
And wakeboarding.
Sure. Yeah. And camping is number 1. We've all camped at some point.
Ew, I hate camping.
It felt so fun when you were a kid. And then as you get older, it's like, I don't know if I want to go camping.
See, now my sister, she wants to get a camper for their family and thinks that it would just be so much fun with the little boys. And that, I guess, would be fun as like a family event. But like my friends who just want to go camping and sleep in a tent, don't invite me.
Yeah. Especially people that want to booze it up in camp. I'm like, I can booze it up at home and sit on my...
boozing it up is the only way you're going to make it through camping.
So. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's some of the bucket list things to do. It's time for That's Incredible. A couple things to learn today that are strange. There is a guy right here in Michigan who got yelled at by a judge when he showed up to his Zoom court appearance, and his username was, wait for it.
It's inappropriate.
Oh, it is?
It's butt something 3000.
Oh, I see it. Let me, here's the judge.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That should not be.
Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Best judge ever.
That's incredible.
Mm. Although Judge Judy would have lit him up a little harder.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if they start doing Judge Judy on Zoom, then that's, I can't watch that. an Australian woman claims that she woke up from tonsil surgery sporting an Irish accent. It's called,
I've heard of this before.
It's called foreign accent syndrome. It's very rare and usually happens after a brain injury. Here she is. Listen.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital, and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
So I have, like, kind of, I don't know if they're crazy thoughts, but I kind of believe in reincarnation. Not kind of, I do believe in reincarnation. And I wonder sometimes when things like that happen, because I read of another woman who did that and she'd never been to England and she had a British accent that never went away. Like she had it when they did this story on her, it was like 8 years later.
Yeah.
And it just says to me, how could you adopt an accent so perfect? And I'm thinking, are they tapping into something that you were before.
That part of the brain that we don't use.
Because that accent was perfect. If she were to try and do an Irish accent, she couldn't do it that well.
Listen, I know it's a medical thing and I gotta trust it. But
where did it come from?
It sounds fake to me. It sounds fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she wants to go viral on TikTok.
Well, she did. I don't know. I don't know. It sounds weird. It sounds weird.
Like, that's weird. I'm usually so skeptical, and that one got past me.
All right.
I was all about it. I was like, I've got reasons why I think that happened.
There's a 49-year-old woman who is going viral right now thanks to a TikTok video where she shaves her legs with sandpaper. Is that what this is a clip of, Chels?
Yeah.
This is her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ouch.
and a circle this way 10 times, and a circle this way 10 times. I did it. Oh my God, my skin is so soft.
No, thank you.
Well, did the hair go away? And how much blood was there?
There had to have been blood. Does it really work, or is it a stunt to get attention? And are you willing to test it to find out yourself? No. I mean, that's
crazy.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah. That's not incredible.
I mean, if you told me that it could get rid of the hair permanently, like it was getting to some sort of root.
Okay, so here she has a couple of notes. It only lasts for 24 hours. Lotion after you sandpaper the legs, obviously, and don't shave like any more than just your legs with that.
So it doesn't seem worth it.
No.
Finally, and that's incredible today.
That's incredible.
Starbucks just rolled out a new drink called the Strawberry Funnel Cake Frappuccino. It's made out of coffee, milk, and funnel cake syrup, strawberry puree, and whipped cream. And they put real funnel cake, crumble pieces on top. Wow. That is incredible and sounds quite fattening. There you go. You did not win last night's Mega Millions drawing. The good news is no one else did either.
And there's more to win.
7, 8, 20, 36, 39, and the Mega Ball is 22. So Friday's jackpot is growing to $430 million. The odds are not so great. But I often do fantasize. You know, when you start hitting the 300, 400 million range, now you're not just talking about being rich, paying off bills, having a nice house.
Oh, no.
Being charitable. Now you're talking about, like, screw you money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you're, like, buying your favorite business or you're buying your, you know,
you're yacht. Buying a yacht. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to buy that business and fire everybody.
I know.
Every one of you.
And you could. At a bargain. At a bargain right now, Allison.
Sometimes it gets me down a little bit, though, because as exciting as it is, you sometimes get, like, way too into your own head about it and really think that, like, well, this money's mine.
And then you get really bummed out when you didn't win it. Yeah. Well,
and it's something you have to get over for a couple days.
Because we're always taught, at least, you know, you visualize, you see yourself with it, you have a good chance. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine always says to me, like, he laughs at people that play the lottery because you do wake up with the sense of you're going to check your numbers and you're like, we didn't win. No, you never really had a chance. I mean, somebody has to win, but your odds are so brutal to try to win. It's crazy.
But like you said, somebody has to win. I always have this conversation with God, and I was doing it the other day in the kitchen, and Warren was laughing in the living room because we recently rescued three different outside cats who wound up getting homes through the Humane Society. So we did that, and I was saying in my conversation with him, I was saying, because I always say, let us win and we'll help all your animals. I mean, we'll help everybody, but we'll help all your animals. And I'm like, we just rescued those three cats for free. We did that on our own. Why don't you help out?
You're like,
help
Noah,
us help you.
You're like Noah Martinick. You're going to save all the animals. It's time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes. It is brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. Get $50 in shopping for every win. Runners up will get $50 Tubby Sub Shop gift cards. Cappy is playing today. Allison will play for Kathy. I'll play for Kevin going for win number 4. Could be $200 in shopping at Oakland Mall. Let's play Battle of the Sexes. Chelsea.
Allison, name something you might be hired to do for a wedding.
Photographer.
Third best answer, 1 point for that. Cater was number 1. Mm-hmm. Jay, name a food that you often burn your tongue while eating.
Oh my God, that could be anything. Pot pie.
No, that did not make the list. 0 points for that. Soup? But that's a good answer. Soup was the number 1.
Because you always want the crust because it's so delicious, mm-hmm. but then you're burned by that molten lava. Yeah.
Pizza rolls always get you too. Allison, name something you need to grow a vegetable garden.
Something that you need to grow one?
Yep.
Soil.
That is the third best answer.
Come
1 point for that. Seeds was the number 1.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jay, name something you'd wear to a roaring 20s themed party.
A zoot suit.
Let's see. That is the last answer. 1 point for that. A hat or a headband was the number 1. And Allison's in the lead 2-1. Allison, name something that can get tangled.
Your hair?
Yes. Number 1 answer, 10 points.
A relationship?
That too. And Jay, what might you find out about a job that would keep you from accepting it?
late hours.
Hours are bad was the second best answer. 5 points for that. Low pay salary was number one.
Of course.
And Allison wins 12 to 6.
All right. There you go. So the women are back on top here, and we'll be back with more Battle of the Sexes tomorrow.